from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From 45 feet 6 inches for the win.
The PGA Tournament is in full swing.
With Dukes and Bell, live from the landing at the Tour Championship.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as Dukes and Bell bring you live tournament coverage.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
Shout out to Brian McFadden, who stopped by last hour. You can check that out at odyssey.com as we were talking about the Falcons.
And there's a listener warning attached to it.
Well, you know, listen, and he played for the Steelers 2-time Super Bowl champion.
I know.
And so for him to not take the Steelers, obviously, is, you know, would be sacrilegious.
Well, okay, fine, but don't shade us.
Well, that's correct, because that's what he was like, yeah. But we love B, and he had some interesting things to say about us, the Steelers. I'm telling you right now, John, they are not in a position that we thought they would be 5 or 4 months ago when we started looking at this schedule, right? When we said, oh, Steelers. There's a respect for Mike Tomlin that comes with him being there as the longest tenured coach. I get it. And I love Mike T.
And the franchise. Six of them.
But at some point, you got to look at the team on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out and they acquired 2 quarterbacks. For little of nothing, and then went into camp and said there's going to be a quarterback battle or competition, whatever. And then they make the decision, and I've said this. I think Mike Tomlin made this decision based on comfort. You know, he's like, Russ has been there, and you even hear it in some of the sound bites. Russ has been there. He's been a Super Bowl champion. Okay, at least I trust him a little bit more than I do Justin Fields, even though Fields showed flashes of brilliance at times in camp. So we get to the game, and I'm fast-forwarding here September 8th, guys, when the Falcons take on the Steelers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, John, this is what I'm saying. If you look at their offensive line, okay, and you go in-depth, they've got injury issues, they've had protection issues in the preseason, okay, whether it was the first O-line or second. The wide receivers have not popped. They've got a running back that's injured that may not be 100%, and I'm not talking about Najee Harris, a kid they drafted that they have a lot of expectations for. And then you're telling me a guy that we picked up off the scrap heap in Van Jefferson is one of their starting receivers? He did nothing the last 2 years. So, you know, if you're telling me, well, we got to still stop George Pickens, well, I feel pretty good about that. Okay, I feel like we can contain him. If he has a big day, so be it. But it's going to take a lot more than that. And then how mobile and agile is Russell Wilson at this point to get away from what we're going to bring pressure? We're going to pressure him. There's no question about it. I just think there's a lot more question marks with them and their offense than there is with ours.
Not to mention Arthur Smith.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I mean,
you think he's going to call kooky plays?
No, the whole Justin Fields, we're going to have packages for him. Justin's not happy because, you know, he wants to be the starter. He thinks he earned the job. Now we have that problem going on, and he's going to be kind of pouting all year. And so I don't know what's going on with them. I know that this is a chance. We don't know what we're going to get with the Falcons. We haven't seen them yet. We all assume, and I think rightfully so, that they're going to be pretty damn good. Now, is it going to take them? Look, I'm one of these people that believes that on first down, on the first snap, you know, Kirk Cousins turns around, he pitches it to Bijan Robinson, he gets 4 yards. On the second one, he throws a quick out or a quick hitter, you know, to Kyle Pitts or something in a bubble screen or something. And they go, okay, rust off and go. That's how I think it's going to go. But if it takes them 2.5 quarters to get going because they're not on the same page, that's a different story. They're like, oh, God, what in the world? What are you guys doing here? And to me, the biggest unknown is Jimmy Lake. And the reason Jimmy Lake's the biggest unknown of the Falcons is we just came off Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen, both of whom did a fabulous job of somehow resurrecting a defense with baling wire and paper clips and everything else. We're giving the keys to a Ferrari defense to Jimmy Lake. That defense better damn produce. The offense is going to be fine. I mean, it's two new starters on a veteran offense. They're going to be fine. They're going to score their points. That defense is what's going to win you or not win you. Big things this year, and Jimmy Lake's got to deliver on that defense.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up on our text line. Follow us on social media, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. The radio station is 929 The Game. I'm at Podium Up. See Dukes and John, give them your social media handle.
That would be my name. Johnfricke at John Fricke. I know I'm hiding when I do that. It's hard to find me, but, you know, on Facebook or the X.
Yeah.
I know. By the way, you know, one of the things about the Falcons that I really like is their depth. And one of the things I love about their depth, not only they're too deep. If you go to our lads and you look at their too deep, there are times where if you look at the defensive too deep, you're going, you know, that could have been a starting defense for the Atlanta Falcons in the not too distant past here. And then you look at Chris Blair, Carlos Washington Jr., John Fitzpatrick, Zion Logue, Monty Rice, Kevin King, and Natron Brooks are all on the practice squad.
They kept all the guys that really balled out.
Right.
For them. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so you're looking at guys that are going, would you have confidence in pulling Brooks up off that practice squad and putting him in there? Yes. Would I have confidence in putting Kevin King? Yes. You know, and so, again, next steps. How big a step is Clark Phillips going to take? How big a step is Bijan going to take? I mean, does Bijan take such a big step that he becomes a superstar? I mean, his step isn't just, oh, he's going to be better. No. His step is to, we're talking about Bijan being in the NFL MVP discussion, Offensive Player of the Year, at the very least by the end of the season. That's how big a step I'm thinking.
The biggest step on this team, though, has to be Kyle Pitts. We've not seen it. We've not seen it, John.
I'm not arguing. I didn't say anything.
I'm looking at your face. 1,000 yards under Matt Ryan. But if Kyle Pitts does not produce, this is a fail. And I've been saying it all summer long. I'll say it as we get into the season. This is not additional pressure for Kyle Pitts. Guys, he's looked healthy. He's looked the part in camp. He's looked fast. He's getting his in and out of his routes. There's nothing to be worried about from that standpoint when you watched him these last 6 weeks. But that's got to turn into something substantial. And that's got to turn into red zone touchdowns. And more importantly, move the chains. Be a part of these big third down conversions when we need these big balls to be called. It's got to be more than just Drake. Drake does that. I got to see Kyle Pitts excel.
Yeah, but you know, wouldn't you say, you know what job would suck? If you're that dude that runs the camera on the top of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, that kind of cool shot.
Where it is cool.
Because, you know, last year you had all these really cool things like, you know, Kyle behind his back and then Bijan behind his back and ripping it up front and slowing it down and going in the end zone. And Drake climbing the ladder for like a three-finger catch on the sideline. You had all these real cool. Those aren't going to happen this year because the ball's going to actually be thrown where somebody can catch the damn thing.
It's true.
Oh, that was a boring 60-yard touchdown. It was right there in the basket. Okay, all right. You know,
well, we're going to get used to the ball actually being put where it needs to be put. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, John Fricke in for Mike.
Wait, you know, it'd be there. Let's watch. Somebody will drop one. Go, damn, I didn't expect it to be there.
Well, it was the first thing guy said. I mean, we have a cut that we play from Bijan. It says, man, this guy's on point. He's talking about Kirk delivering the football. Don't take that for granted.
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
That soundbite is from months ago when Kirk got here and was working out with the guys. And we were like, oh, he's putting the ball in their bread basket.
What do you mean? Quarterbacks could throw the – oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. Special guest on the way in less than 10 minutes. Big O, let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. A couple of news notes, and then we'll let you hear some things around the league. One, Ayuk signs for 4 years, $120 million extension for the 49ers. Here's what you need to know about the 49ers. They've paid everybody. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's over. Like, that window over the last 5 years where they've gotten to the NFC Championship game, gotten to a Super Bowl, didn't get it done, they have paid everybody. Bosa paid. Trent Williams got paid, looking for another payday, right? The only person they haven't paid, and this is by circumstance, is their quarterback,
Purdy.
That's it.
Yep.
Everybody else, your two wideouts, Debo, paid.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now you got Ayuk paid. Oh, Christian McCaffrey paid. So, no excuses for the 49ers. They do need to find a way to get Trent Williams happy so he can be on the field because he is the guy that stirs the drink. But that was news simply because everybody thought Ayuk was going to get traded. Meanwhile, John, what do you think of the Dolphins extending Mike McDaniel? He's got a contract now through 2028. Now, they were a playoff team last year. They laid an egg in Kansas City. Mike McDonald's going to be there at least through 2028. And apparently everybody in Miami loves him. I just feel like that offense kind of fell apart at the end of the season.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect out of Tua. I really don't. And don't we all sit around going, oh, God, if he ever gets hit again and we do the whole claw thing on the field. I mean, don't we all worry about that?
Did you just do your fingers like that?
Yeah, I'm saying, sure, yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying it was true.
I mean, like, I don't want to relive him.
I know.
Being on the field.
Okay.
In the field position and all that.
Doesn't everybody think?
Of course we do.
Of course.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But I hope it doesn't happen. And by the way.
Me too. By the way, me too.
They just paid him. But, yeah, that's my worst fear.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what they do.
You got a superstar wideout who's more concerned about being able to beat the 100-meter gold medalist than about actually beating defensive back. It's like, dude, focus in. Focus here.
No, yeah, that's true. Let me hear Dak Prescott, since we're talking about quarterbacks. Is he going to get a new deal before the season starts? Dak?
As I said, well, back in camp, it's two parts of this. Both sides have to come to the agreement.
You don't need a deal done before the season?
I don't need a – no, no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
What does it say if it isn't?
Just how people feel.
You don't? Do you think it matters to him?
Well, no. He came out and said, "I don't listen to Jerry anymore." What he says, the owner, I don't listen to you. It carries no weight with me. That's what he said. No, there are big problems in Big D. I have said I think this is a 7-10, 8-9 club. And look, you do Texas. I go to Texas a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
My mom lives in Texas. She lives in Dallas. She lives in Lakewood, which is right next to downtown Dallas. I read the Dallas Morning News. I watch WFAA. I'm there a lot. And boy, this offseason, I was there twice in April and May. And all they could talk about is, I was listening to the ticket, reading the paper. Yeah, things are not good. They're not real happy over it. And I'm going, okay, if they're saying that in Dallas and not throwing shade, because normally in Dallas, you know what it's like. The Cowboys are the greatest team ever assembled. And
can't do any
wrong. Yeah. We can't do no wrong. I mean, even though we have to find a VHS tape of the last time we won a Super Bowl, it's really great, and it's going to be a wonderful. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying, man, are we going to suck?
Everybody knows in Dallas that Jerry has screwed this up. And it starts there. And, you know, even with the CeeDee Lamb situation, that went on way too long. It went on way too long. CeeDee Lamb was as good as anybody, including Tyreek Hill last year in this league, and has been as consistent as anybody. There was no debating whether CeeDee Lamb was in the conversation for what he ended up getting. But that was just Jerry being Jerry. And now this whole Dak situation, again, has gone on way too long. I get the hesitation of committing $60 million to him, but they're going to pay somebody, and he's going to get it somewhere. And I'm actually kind of hoping he does. I'm hoping he has a good season, to be honest with you, because the price is steadily going to change, and it's going to continue to go up, John.
Well, but if you're Jerry Jones, kind of game plan this out. If you're Jerry Jones and the team does suck a little bit and you kind of take a big step back and you don't make the playoffs.
Well, you find your coach and your quarterback is gone.
Exactly. Well, the coach is going to be fired before the end of the year. You're going to go out and get a new coach, and now you start looking into the colleges going, hey, CD, don't be – what if we went out and we traded up to get Shador? And they just said, look, we're just going to go an entirely different direction here. We're going to go get a new – there are teams like New Orleans and Dallas that are going to have to start thinking about that by the middle of the year.
It's going to be interesting. We're coming back. We got a special guest that's going to join us, guys. We're out here at the Tour Championship. There are so many facets to not only this tournament, but also what is going on with Arthur Blank, our owner for the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, he owns the PGA Superstores as well, but he's involved in something that's pretty cool. We got a guest that's going to stop by and talk about all of that and much more next. Any golf course in America. And our next guest, I think, John, can get me on any golf course.
Oh, it's all about you, Carl.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't say us.
I apologize.
Okay, no, that's right.
I'm being very selfish right now. Yes, yeah, I'm thinking about me. Hey, man, we are live at the Tour Championship. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Randy Peitsch is here. He is Chief Merchandising Officer. And I got to tell you, Randy, first of all, thank you for being here. It's been a few years since we actually talked to you. You've been on the show. But for those who don't know, I want to start with Atlanta Drive Golf Club, because we've talked about this. I think it's been mentioned and kind of people, it's been like, what is this? What's going on? So let's start there and then we'll get to TGL in general. But the Atlanta Drive Golf Club, let's talk about that.
We're super excited about the Atlanta Drive. As you know, our owner and chairman, Mr. Arthur Blank, who owns a lot of teams around this area, this is the newest team, Atlanta Drive Golf Club. We couldn't be more excited about having this team and really the four guys that are on the team. It's going to be a really exciting thing to talk about TGL and simulator golf and all the ways that people can play now indoors, not just out on all the golf courses that I'm going to get you out on, apparently.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. Yes, you heard it.
I like how you put the invite out there right at the beginning. Good.
Oh, Carl, I don't play around.
Yeah, that's so, you know, the Augusta thing is not happening.
I'm just trying to tell you. That's the one I want to play.
No, that's not happening.
All right.
So does everyone else, right? Yes. We love that.
Randy, let's talk about the team, because for those who don't remember, this actually took place months ago.
Yes.
Where guys were selected or, you know, chose to get a chance to play with their selective teams. When are these events? And then let's talk about the team, because the guys were out here on Wednesday, right?
Yes, they were. And the events start on January 7th on ESPN. So it's in prime time. We're going to be very excited leading up to that, talking a lot about it. But the three guys that are out here at Eastlake that are on the team were Patrick Cantlay and Justin Thomas and Billy Horschel. Couldn't have asked for a better event. We kicked it off with Mike McCarley, who's the league commissioner, as well as Arthur Blank and other VIPs. Jay Monahan was there, commissioner of the PGA Tour. So it was quite a star-studded event. And unfortunately, Lucas Glover didn't qualify for Eastlake this week, but he is also on the team. And we've got just a great group of guys that really care about not just the league, but about the game of golf in general.
And this is going to be so interesting to watch. Like, it's going to be one night, kind of self-encapsulated, right? The facility's in Florida, correct?
So it's in Palm Beach, Florida. It's right now under construction. I know there was a little bit of noise about the bubble that kind of blew away, and now it's actually a full structure, not just a bubble. It can't blow away with a hurricane. It's an actual building. There's going to be a couple thousand seats there for spectators right down the street from our store in Palm Beach, Florida. But all of the matches will be there. There'll be six matches, including playoffs. And these guys are really pumped about it. It's a different format for them. It's a chance for them to put headsets on like you guys do every day,
yeah.
Talk a little trash on ESPN, but also more educationally to say, hey, why am I hitting a 6-iron versus a 7-iron? Do you think you could carry that? And what's your strategy here?
Do you see this becoming something where PGA Superstore, for example, might emulate this in other places where you would actually have fans go in and become like leagues playing this version of TGL, like just Carl and I on a team.
Very much so. And as you know, we're only scratching the surface as to what indoor golf could do. And last year in 2023 was the first year in history that more people played rounds indoor or on a simulator than they did on outdoor golf courses in the United States. So it's definitely coming here with Topgolf and other things, and it's sort of here to stay. Our stores currently have simulators in every single store, as you know, and customers can go in there and practice and play Pebble Beach and other great golf courses. But we've just scratched the surface as far as leagues and different things we could do, teaching kids, teaching beginners how to play golf, how to get into the game. It's a comfortable environment. It's climate controlled in places like Minnesota or Detroit. As well as
We're
Atlanta, as well as Atlanta when it's 90 degrees, right?
True. Yeah.
So it's a great time. It's a great chance for people to go in and actually work on their game and come into our store and be in a relaxed environment. And that's only going to continue, I think. I have three kids myself, and they love video games, and they understand what it's like to play in an environment where they're looking at a screen and seeing how they can perform.
Yeah, it does. And I say this, it does make you better because you pay attention to the small details. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much of this going on now, especially in the game of golf. We're out here at the Tour Championship, guys. It's Dukes and Bill, and John is in for Mike today. We're talking with Randy Peisch, who's the Chief Merchandising Officer, and we're talking about, you know, Atlanta Drive Golf Club and all the things that are going on. But people film each other now, right? And they're looking yes. at all this stuff and slowing your swing down. Like, when you're playing indoors and you're playing on these simulators, you feel all of that. And it actually helps in your real game is what's crazy, Randy. And I've experienced that. Like, there are things that you don't realize you're doing, and then you see this stuff on the simulator, and then you go out and you're able to achieve it on a real golf course.
Well, like anything else, digital has really come a long way. And so when simulators first came out, it was sort of like, hey, I felt like I hit that 170 yards and it only said 156. Right. And now the technology is so, so good that it's within a breath of it where you actually hit it on the golf course. And the graphics and the performance, some of these simulation games, you feel like you're actually on a real golf course, and you can actually see it hit and bounce and check and do all the things that a golf ball does on a golf course outside. And so that's the fun part about playing at it, but it's just an awesome time.
How are they going to select these courses, by the way, once the competition starts? Do the teams agree on how they're going to play, what courses? How does that work?
Yeah, so there's a company called CapTech that developed the technology along with Full Swing Golf and others in that space, and the players were very, very vocal into what it is that they wanted to see. So one of the things is hitting out of a bunker, right? In a simulator game, you don't always hit out of a bunker. This will have real bunkers in the environment, and they're going to actually hit shots out of a sand trap. Oh. Putting was another one. So there's a few things now in simulator golf that have really come a long way, and the players have had a ton of input on how the courses are set up and what courses they're going to play. So it'll be really fun to watch them.
Talk to me a little bit about the Tour Championship and mm-hmm. merchandising here and what it's meant to Atlanta and to Eastlake. Now we have the redesigned course this year, which has been met with, reading everything from all the players, Randy, it's been met with a universal thumbs up.
So this has been a really unique year for the Tour Championship. Obviously, the course is redesigned. Everything that I've heard from talking to the few players that I've talked to about it is they are super, super excited about how this course is going to play because it makes you think. Makes you think around the golf course, and we were talking off the air about hole number 8, and all of them are really excited about hole number 8. You can move that forward, and it becomes drivable. There's a bunker right where they used to land their approach shots, and now they're thinking about, do I lay up short? Do I hit it long? How do I do that? And so it's really fun to watch them kind of think their way around this golf course and even hit putts on a course that they've never played before, right? So none of these guys have ever played on these greens, right? So they're putting, and it's like, oh, it breaks that way this time. So they spent a lot of time during the practice days trying to get ready for it, and it looks like Mr. Scheffler took some good notes.
That's for sure. He's currently in the lead and playing very well out here as we speak. All right, before we let you go, so the games will be on ESPN starting yes. in January.
Yes, they will, January 7th. Okay. And the merchandise is at PGA Tour Superstore. You can go get your Atlanta Drive merchandise in all three of our Atlanta area locations. And throughout the country, all 70 of our stores have TGL merchandise, depending on what market you're in.
You know as well as I do. Okay, this is what's going to happen. They're going to put it on Monday night on January 7th.
Yeah.
By Tuesday, every simulator at every PGA Superstore, including the one I go to in Kennesaw, is going to be booked solid for a month. And I'm not going to get on a simulator again. Thanks a lot.
It's true.
We love that. We love that.
Yeah, last time I saw Mr. Blank, and we love having him on the show, whether we're talking about Atlanta, the Falcons, or you know, United, or just whatever. And I said to him, I said, you know, I love going to the Superstore. But Arthur, can I get a discount? He goes, I don't even get a discount.
I can tell you one thing about Mr. Blank. There is nobody more passionate about the game of golf than him. And not just his own golf game, which he is super passionate about, but he's passionate about what's the next generation going to look like and how do we grow them and how do we make it more inviting for every single person to enjoy the game that we all love so much.
Yeah, he does a great job. You guys do an amazing job. And guys, check this out. I know it's a ways off. We'll be talking more about it, and we'll probably get Randy back on as we get closer. But we're out here. This is a premier event for our city. I mean, it's awesome. And if you've never been, we invite you to come check it out. If you're a casual golfer or if you're hardcore and you're, you know, a zero, come see these guys hit the ball because you find a newfound respect for them. Randy Pyche, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, guys. Love your show.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
You.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So, again, Chief Merchandising Officer, I'm curious to see where this goes, John.
I am too.
I want to see where it goes and how things shake out.
I think what you're going to have is you're going to have a bunch of fans who want to go, hey, listen, let's build this thing. I want to do that. You know, because one of the things about golf is it's an accessible game because you can play the same courses that the pros play.
It's true.
And so you can't get on an NFL football field or an NBA basketball court. You can't play East Lake. You know, and if you really know somebody, you can play Augusta, but that's another story.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Randy in the break. Hey, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at the Tour Championship at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out at the PGA. PGA Superstore.
No, we're not.
No, I wish we were, because then I'd be hitting balls. We are, we're hanging out at the Tour Championship. John Fricke in for Mike. Hey, coming up, we're going to get the Clemson perspective of this Georgia matchup for Saturday. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We had a great guest on earlier in the week. Also, John and I will talk more about this matchup. I do think the Dogs win. I've come back a little bit from the whole it's going to be a blowout thing that I was on maybe 2 weeks ago. Because Clemson's defense is really good. We'll talk about it, but right now we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on, my man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Another great day here out at the course, meeting a lot of new friends, shaking hands, kissing babies, the whole nine. It's been a good time so far. This is not a good time, and I'll explain. There's a list out, because it is list season, as we all know. Anything before the first slate of games are played, it's officially list season. This list is about hate. Let the hate flow through you, young Padawan.
Okay.
The most hated teams in all of college football have been released in a survey done by our friends at BetOnline.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Thousands upon thousands of votes were tallied, tracked, tweets were involved.
Okay.
The whole shebang.
Right.
And the list is out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now this list will be a fail, but go.
Number one.
Give
me your best guess.
Oh, yeah, Ohio State.
Carl?
Yeah, I'm with you on this. Buckeyes.
Ohio State comes in at number three.
Oh, okay. Well, I know who's number one on my
They got 13,694 points.
Who's hated more than Ohio State?
Bama.
Number two with 14,361.
See, I don't hate Bama, fans.
So I now know who number one is.
So who hates more than Ohio State and Bama?
Texas.
Incorrect.
Better not be.
Texas comes in at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 with 11,059 points.
I know who should be number 1, but I'm not going to.
Number 1?
Notre Dame.
I'll give you a hint. They played recently.
Florida State?
Colorado.
Really?
Comes in at number 1 with a whopping 16,471 points.
Yeah. Why? Well, they haven't won anything.
Yeah, but.
But they act like
it. Yeah, Dion. Yeah, I mean, they. Yeah, that's the problem. Is that, you know, Dion. Look, I love Deion. I've mentioned this before. I like him personally a lot. I think his act will work better in the NFL than it will at college. I think some fans are just annoyed by the more than anything else.
The arrogance?
No. The amount of coverage given to a program that hasn't done squat.
Did you guys see, to your point, from a win-loss perspective, yes. But did you guys see the financial aspect of what
he
he's
brought sure, yeah.
to Colorado?
Yes. You mean Carl Durrell? Oh, that's right. No, of course.
I mean, like, I understand if – and by the way, I'm a little surprised, Turtle, that that's number one, to be honest with you. I would have thought Notre Dame, maybe Ohio State, to your point, John.
Yep, yep.
But from the financial side of things, which is apparently what anybody cares about these days, there's no conversation as to his impact and what he's done for Colorado, whether it's season tickets, merch, a social media presence. I mean, you can go down the list of things. Everything is like up 500%. Okay?
Yeah, no question.
But I know what you're saying as far as wins and losses, but to me, the only reason I hate Notre Dame, and I've said this, Mike and I have talked about this on the show time and time again, as kids, they were the school that, again, had the NBC contract, were on TV every week. They went away from what was traditional, and because they were Notre Dame, they were able to get away with it, and they got paid a lot of money. And it just became this thing like they're better than everybody else. I've always had this disdain for Notre Dame, regardless of who the coach was or whether they were good or not, simply because of that the way that happened.
So that you would vote for Notre Dame if you were
at
asked.
The worst.
Okay.
The worst.
Turtle, you would vote for – no, I'm not talking about your list. I mean, just personally.
No, I'm thinking about it.
I'll tell you who I would vote for. And I'm curious as to where they are on the list.
Okay.
I hate BYU.
BYU?
Oh, dude, I did play-by-play at San Diego State.
They did not make this list.
Oh,
really?
Man, they are despised out west. Man, I'm going to tell you something. That is the mouthiest fan base you have ever encountered.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, I had a couple of boys that went there out of high school. It was funny because, again, back then, okay, I'm talking about, you know, mid-90s, it was like, you're going to BYU? And they went out there. One of them had a lot of success. His name's Derwin James. He's actually a pastor now. But Derwin went out there, and we were like, you're going to BYU? And he thoroughly enjoyed it. It's beautiful, but I did not know about the fan base being that rambunctious.
Our players almost went to the stands a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah, they are just they are not a pleasant bunch.
I think for me, based on where I'm from growing up, Penn State.
Okay.
The most annoying. Just annoying.
Okay.
Like, the whole white, like, I get the white out.
Do you want to tell him you just got fired?
He doesn't know.
Do you want to break the news
to him? He doesn't know.
I know Conti's.
Okay.
He's an idiot. But you know what else? Mike Conti also wouldn't want me to lie on the air just to protect his school.
Just to protect his school. Let it flow. Let it flow. Is it Penn State?
Yeah.
We are. Go ahead and say it.
All right. Just because of where I grew up.
And nobody chose O-H-N-O.
No.
I thought you might say Oklahoma just because of the history.
No, I love Oklahoma. Nebraska and Oklahoma love each other.
Well, they did.
No, I mean they did.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
Georgia came in at number five.
Not on one particular day of Thanksgiving. That was about it.
Why, who's hating on Georgia?
I think they've been representative champions, and they haven't really ruffled any feathers.
No, Kirby's done the thing.
Except for the off-the-field driving stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not really, you know.
Yeah, but everybody hates a winner. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Notre Dame number four, by the way.
Yeah. And when's the last time they won? Exactly.
I remember the last time they made the Final Four.
Well, I actually have a personal thing. Who's the last person ever to hand a Notre Dame head coach a national championship trophy? That would be all me.
What was that, 80 what?
80, 89, Fiesta Bowl. I handed it to Lou Holtz right after the game.
Yeah.
Anybody see what Lou Holtz is up to lately?
Who's a good dude?
What's he doing? I haven't seen it.
Look it up in the break.
Is he a mess?
He's dipped his toes into some interesting waters.
We'll put it that way.
Who would you prefer out of these four finalists to be your third voice on the NBA coverage?
Okay.
Jay Billis.
Did you say third?
Behind.
Doris Burke and Mike Breen.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Grant Hill,
yep.
Richard Jefferson,
yeah.
or Tim Legler. Those are reportedly some of your finalists. Grant Hill, Richard Jefferson, Tim Legler, or the dark horse is reportedly Jay Billis.
No,
they're
Billis.
They're staying in-house, huh?
Yeah, they are. Grant.
They okay? They don't want to we're paying you guys enough money already. We don't want to go anywhere.
Maybe Grant.
Yeah, probably Grant Hill. You're right.
Grant.
Grant Hill. Yeah.
I think his coverage, though, is kind of vanilla.
You think it's blah?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes that isn't necessarily bad. I mean, some of these guys go way over the top.
I love him. I love him on college, like college basketball.
Yeah.
I do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I love him on college basketball. But if you give me those choices.
Because for me, the third voice in that crew needs to be the spunky one. Because Mike Breen's going to call it down the line.
So who was it? It was J.J. Redick, right?
It was J.J. Redick, and it was obviously Doc, and then it was obviously Coach before that. But they're all three gone.
I'm still going Grant. Because Bill is just like, ugh.
No. Yeah, I don't want Bill. I don't want Legs. Legs is great, but he's not. I don't think he's good in that role. Yeah, I'll go Grant Hill.
The only reason I would give Jay Billis a shot is because I think he could bring a little edge.
Oh, he probably would.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
And the other three to me just seem kind of.
He probably would.
Maybe a little too much at times, but hey. All right, before we get out of here, holiday weekend, Carl, John, are we cooking anything special?
Well, I'm glad you just you asked this. My wife literally just sent this as we were talking. She said, let's do this weekend because we're going to enjoy the holiday weekend. And crispy, you see this, John? Huh? Crispy barbecue pork tacos.
Ooh. Oh, like birria tacos?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So she sent me this recipe, and she's like, I've already got the butt out. And I was like, really?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes, this butt. Because I said the same thing. Really?
Yeah, right.
So I am going to.
I'm not home for 4 more hours.
But I'm going to do these crispy barbecue pork tacos. It's one of the things I'm going to do. Listen, this is one of my favorite football weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It's a snackathon.
Yep.
Okay? Seriously. I can't even tell you, like, all the things. I may do some jalapeno, wrapped bacon, you know, cream cheese. I don't know. I'm going to snack on a bunch of different things, but that's what I'm going to cook. And we invite you guys to share, man. It's tailgate time, dude. Football's back. Share with us at Dukes and Bell 929 and let us know what you're cooking.
My wife is sitting 6 feet away from me. I'm not about to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. Are you kidding me? No.
Can I tell you something, too, by the way?
What's that?
Maven looks great.
Yeah, she does great. Yeah,
she looks amazing. Yeah. Can I tell you that? She's just chilling.
I know. She is.
She's great.
I know.
You know what?
You would never know she's older than me. She's not.
Would you stop it? I don't know.
I'm 2 months older than her.
I don't know how you pulled her. I'll be honest with you.
A lot of money. I was at NIL. I went into the portal.
I don't know how you pulled her. I mean, she's amazing.
You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. You know, you sign somebody. It's, you know, it's pretty. You know. We all pay for it one way or the other, don't we?
That's the other thing you did, John.
On that note, Orin, hit my music.
Coming up, guys, we are going to hear about the Clemson Tigers. And the reason is simple. How good are they? Are they going to show up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? A lot of people think this is going to be a blowout with the Dogs. I do not feel that way. We had a chance to talk to a guy that covers the Tigers day to day, and he stopped by the show earlier in the week. We're going to let you hear what he had to say, and I think you'll find it interesting as to what he said about Dabo and the coaching staff as well. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live at the Tour Championship.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.